This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 20. God the Gardener. Our reading comes from John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. I don't know much about plants, but I imagine it might be painful for a vine to go through the pruning process. I also imagine that if I were a plant, I might get frustrated with the gardener for lopping off parts of me without asking for my opinion or permission. Thinking about it a little more, gardeners don't prune out of anger or frustration. They prune because they want the plant to grow healthier and stronger, so that it can bear good fruit. The gardener sees the overall vision of the plant, while the plant can only see what's right in front of them. With that in mind, Jesus' words here make good sense. Pruning is the way God removes parts of us that are overgrown and not producing. It may mean we have to let go of some comforts, and doing that can remove troublesome distractions in our life. Through pruning, we are able to see more clearly who we are and what God has in mind for us, even if that means enduring some pain along the way. Whatever might pain us in the pruning process, it's the transforming of our heart, mind, and soul that God wants to see, because He wants our fruit to grow, fruit that one day we will be able to share with others for the goodness and glory of our Lord, the Master Gardener. Pray with me. Gentle God, thank you for the pruning you are doing in our lives today. We may not like it, but we need to trust you with our future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.